But when we started working on our TEACH Act legislation and later Aim High, our Tennessee affiliate under the leadership of James Brown decided, well, if it's good enough for the nation, it's good enough for Tennessee. And so they got TEACH Tennessee. And the, one of the principal leaders at the Tennessee Board of Regents that has been helping to make Tennessee the leader in systemic accessibility is our brief speaker here today. It's a story that needs to be told because Tennessee is truly leading the nation on systemic accessibility. Here for a few comments, and we'll certainly be telling his story later on in this organization, is Dr. Tristan Denley.
Well, thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here, and I really want to thank President Riccobono and all the leaders from the NFB for inviting me. I know I want to talk very quickly. What you really need to know about the Tennessee Board of Regents is that as of a year ago, we have completely changed the paradigm of the way in which we offer education across our system. All of our 46 colleges of applied technology, universities, and community colleges, that we have moved from a methodology of accommodation to instead building accessibility in from the ground up. All of our coursework, all of our materials, everything, we are in the process of making accessible from the ground up. And that has required an enormous effort across our system. So I want you to know that over the last year, we have trained more than 2,000 faculty and staff and students to produce accessible documents, produce accessible websites, produce accessible materials. And you know what that means? Well, first of all, it means that 2,000 people know a lot of things that they didn't know a year ago. But more than that, what it means is that it's tough now to find a meeting or a classroom or a conversation across our system that doesn't have somebody in it who has been through that training. And do you want to know that that's changing the way in which people think about this issue and communicate and the way in which they begin to operationalize all of this? The whole sea has changed across the Tennessee Board of Regents. So, what that means is, first of all, that we are working together to make a much more accessible system, accessible to those who are blind, who are deaf, who have to cope with a number of disabilities, but really, really cope with the barriers that we inadvertently put into people's ways. As you listen to what Jamie said earlier, I'm a mathematician, what I know is that when you hear what Jamie has done, and when you hear what the Semitic scholars did earlier today, there is nothing that blind students are not able to do if we can simply get the barriers out of their way. And so that's what we seek to do. We seek to do it with your help, helping us to know what the barriers are, because it's tough sometimes for us to know the barriers that we inadvertently put in place. I'll tell you a very quick story. When the very first meeting of our task force, I created the agenda for the Accessibility Task Force. And I said to one of my colleagues, "So is that agenda accessible?" And he said, "Well, I don't know." And I said, "Well, I don't know either, but you know, it'd be pretty ironic if it's not, so we need to make sure that we can make sure that the agenda is accessible. We're going to drink our own Kool-Aid." And so that's what we're doing from the ground up, making education accessible so that all of our students can achieve their educational dreams. Thank you.